For the benefit of the web listener and maybe even listeners at this stage, we have just listened to a song that is entitled called Help Me, performed by Johnny Cash, written by a gospel singer, country gospel singer, by the name of Larry Gatlin. If you ask me under a lie detector how I got that song, I have no idea. It was sitting in my possible songs for videos file, and I came across it yesterday morning. And it's probably there, it could be there a year. And nevertheless, this is what we have. But I began, for the benefit again of the web audience, we began by asking this question that Jesus asked: will the Son of Man find faith when he returns? And ultimately, all he's asking is, will he find people praying? When Jesus returns to earth, whenever that is, will he find people praying, and as whom praying in faith? Even the fact of him raising the question brings there is a good possibility he may not. I thought of two things in Irish culture that is really difficult for us. I think one is the Irish language and the other is prayer. Now, when I speak about the Irish language, of course, I'm speaking back in the school days, and that was in a different time zone altogether. But we spent many, 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 many years and hours learning Irish, only to discover when we left school, for the most part, we understood very little of it and could speak only a couple of focal here and there. Now, there have been exceptions to that rule, and some people who have natural and great ability towards languages have done better. It came home to me many, many years ago when a man from Canada got an Irish citizenship, which was a rare thing back then, and it came in Irish. And four of us sat around this document. And we reckon between the four of us, we had 60 years of Irish behind us. And we could not give an accurate interpretation of what was being said. That has changed over the years. And I have watched young boys who go to Gaelic school. And they can do all subjects through Irish. And they absolutely fly. Absolutely fly. It is remarkable what they can do. And really good. I've seen people who can speak to their children who are bilingual, and they can speak in Irish and English, and there's no bother to them. But to the vast majority of us, of my era, we learned it, but we never really knew it. Does that make sense? The same can be said about prayer. One thing to say about Irish, because it's a different language, right? But prayer was another problem. We learned the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Gloria, and a few other bits and pieces if coming from the Catholic tradition. But the Our Father went right across all denominations. And for many people, it went no further than that. You were left with saying your prayers, and saying your prayers was reciting the words. Does that make sense? Or whatever prayer you were taught. No, I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying that was prayer. You were taught that in first class. And you something, you could be 50 years down the road and you'd still have got no further with it. So, in fairness to our Irish colleagues, they've done a far better job in moving the thing along, recognizing the difficulty and moving it. Will the Son of Man find faith when he returns? We know for a fact that a lot of people are not going to church, and that's part of it. But do you realize an awful lot of people that are in the church have stopped praying, or pray very little? And I don't say that as a condemnation. I merely say it as a fact. One of the hardest things to do is actually pray. The song that I've just played by Johnny Cash is a prayer. I don't know if you caught that. It's a prayer. And actually, it's a very good example of one type of prayer. Very good example of it. And what I'm going to do with the time we have, I'm going to look at these words and see, does that make sense to you? Do you see it as relevant? In right where we are at and where we have been at the past, and no doubt at the future, or in the future. The title of the song, of course, is called Help Me. It begins, O Lord, help me walk another mile, just one more mile. I'm tired of walking alone. The first thing I want you to copy on that is not the words itself, it's what's behind it. There's something behind that is really significant. And to keep you out of your misery, and to keep it short, there is honesty. Oh Lord, help me walk another mile, just one more mile. The author of the song, the composer, is being absolutely, brutally honest. Do you know, we never taught that in prayer. It's just dawned on me, we taught the words. But the actual, what's behind it. So the first thing you see there is honesty. Lord, help me to smile. Another smile, just one more smile. Don't think I can do things on my own. So if there's honesty, do you know the next thing you see in this man? Vulnerability. Don't think I can do these things on my own. Next line says, I never thought I needed help before. I thought I could get by myself. But now I know I just can't take it anymore. I mean, what's behind that word? It's simply this. Humility. He is humbly recognizing that he cannot do on his own. With a humble heart and on bended knees, I am begging you, please, for help. The other word you have there is dependence. Honesty, vulnerability, humility, dependence. Would you ever have seen it in that song? But it's all there, isn't it? And you know what he's actually asking the Lord at the end of the day? Help me. Quite profound, isn't it? So, when you're praying and when I am praying, have we ever been taught to be honest before God? Well, actually, we have. We're often taught to be real. But vulnerability is even a step below that again. Does that make sense? Humility. And saying, Lord, I wouldn't be here if I didn't need you, to be honest. I have tried it and I can make it work. And dependence, if you don't show up, we're absolutely in major, major trouble. Honesty, vulnerability, humility, and dependence are all attitudes behind each of these things that he's actually asking for. But let's go back to the top. Oh Lord, help me walk another mile, just one more mile. I'm tired of walking alone. Can you identify with that? The going is getting tougher and tougher and tougher. And you don't know how long you can last for. Let me put that in one word. What he's asking the Lord for. Perseverance. You cannot get through this life without perseverance. And as you go up the years, and the body starts wearing out, it requires more and more and greater perseverance. He's honest enough to say, Lord, I'm tired of walking all alone. He's shown his vulnerability. Have you and have I prayed for perseverance? Because God is really interested in perseverance. Lord, help me to smile, another smile, just one more smile. Don't think I can do these things on my own. When the road is tough and you're tired of walking on your own, you're carrying a heavy load and there isn't much to smile about. Can you identify with that? When the going is tough, and especially if you're down, there's not much reasons to smile. So he's saying, and Lord, help me to smile, another smile, just one more smile. Don't think I can do things on my own. What is he actually asking for? The best I could come up with was this. Light relief. The goon is incredibly tough. Everything looks bleak and negative. One of the things that can help us in life is something that it can even lighten the load. One of the greatest gifts the Lord has given us is that of laughter. Not used half enough. But this particular line of this song is looking just for a bit of light relief. Lord, give me something that I can smile at, or that even brings a smile to my face. Does that resonate with you? A day comes and say, Lord, just give me something, one thing to smile about. You can see that it's incredibly honest, isn't it? It's incredibly vulnerable because it's saying exactly what I need. There is no pretense in this prayer. There's no flowery language either. You notice that? And no major big theological truths. No, there's a place for that. No. The last part of it. I never thought I needed help before. There's honesty for you. Do you agree? He's been absolutely brutally honest. I never thought I needed help before. I thought I could get by myself. But now I know I can't take it anymore. There's your vulnerability. With a humble heart and bended knee, there's humility for you. I'm begging you, please, for help. There is dependence. No, the question is, why weren't we taught that? Does that make sense? So in all of that, he's simply asking for, he's pleading for help. But you could sum it all up in just saying, help me, Lord. And that's a prayer. It seems so simplistic, doesn't it? But yet, can you identify with the having to persevere? Which one of us haven't known days of where the thing seems quite dark and you give anything just get a smile to your face? Most of us can live for that. Another time it says, I'm sunk here, I can't do it on my own, I desperately need help, and I need a breakthrough from the Lord. That's real life. All of us have been there, and I presume all of us again. And what do you say? Help me, Lord. Then he moves on to the next verse. Oh, come down from your golden throne to me, to lowly me. I need to feel the touch of your tender hand. He's not just looking for an answer to prayer. He's honest enough to know that he wants some, does God say again, he wants some kind of a touch from God that is real. Does that make sense? Release these chains of darkness. Let me see, Lord. Let me see. So his perspective is gone. Possibly hope is gone. And he needs to... Well, there's what you have there again. You have more vulnerability, haven't you? I need to feel the touch of your hand. Release these chains of darkness. He's letting God know exactly what's going on. We know that God knows already. But in crying out, he's been real with himself and he's been real before God. It's very hard to be honest and vulnerable and real before people because they can. Some can use it against you at a later date. Let me see, Lord, let me see just where I fit in to your master plan. He's trying to make sense out of life. He's trying to make sense out of the whole thing. And here he is asking the Lord to shine a bit of light, perspective, hope, outlook, whatever it is. He's back down to his course again. I never thought I needed help before. I thought I could get by myself. Now I know I can't take it anymore. And with a humble heart and bended knee, I'm begging you please for help. And there you have that dependency once more. That is light years away from just rattling off formalized prayers. Actually, this song is a bit like what you get in the Psalms, or the Psalms are inspired by the Spirit of God, you know, written down for us. But they were mostly songs. This is just a different way of saying the same thing. So in your prayer and my prayer, is there honesty before God? Vulnerability. I suppose no point in putting a gun to God's help, so humility is probably a better way of going. You have a slightly better chance of getting something done. But ultimately, and what we'll be tested on is our dependency, isn't that? So now, as you look at the first verse, I'm nearly finished here with this. Oh, come down from your golden throne. To me, you're lowly, to lowly me, I need to feel the touch of your tender hand. Release these chains of darkness. What is it he is asking for? If that man was sitting in front of you, it was a woman, doesn't make any difference, and said that, what is it they're actually asking for? This is what I was doing yesterday. I was walking the dog, among other things. In a word, hope. Lord, help me. I need hope. I need to feel the touch of your tender hand. Release these chains of darkness. And darkness can be everything from literally deep, dark depression, deep, dark oppression or possession, whatever. It can be mentally, it can be emotionally, it can be physically. And he's asking the Lord, I need hope. Let me see, Lord, let me see just where I fit in to your master's plan. Into your master plan. What is he actually asking for there? I'll read it again. Let me see, Lord, let me see just where I fit in your master plan. All of you have done that, and that is called this. Purpose and perspective. How many times in life you say this? It makes no sense. I have no idea what's going on. I have no idea how this fits into the picture, the big picture. There are thousands upon thousands of people who are probably crying out to the Lord today and saying, Lord, that's what I need to see. How do I fit into this? How does all of this make sense? Lord, let me see just where I fit in your master plan. What's the purpose and reason behind this? You have honesty, you have vulnerability, you have humility, you have dependence. And you have it right in front of you. It's not a bad guide to prayer, is it? Not a bad guide at all. And I didn't even come up with it. I mean, I don't, as I said already, the song was in my file at home. I looked at it and, I walked around it and I went off and I prayed. And there were the four words that came to me. I never thought I needed help before. We understand that because we're taught to be self-reliant, dependent and all that. I thought I could give it by myself. And that's the foolishness sat the earth in life. Now I know I can't take it anymore. And with a humble heart on bended knee, I'm begging you, please, for help. Help me. I often say, Lord, help me. I spent Friday, all day Friday, and up to 12 o'clock yesterday before I got this. Now, I have three or four different sermons going on, So I added a bit to this fella, a bit to that fella, took a bit fella off of this, the other fella, you know what I mean? I was editing as I was going along, but none of them had come to the where they were anyway presentable, and all of a sudden this thing came to me. So, how do we apply it? Help me, Lord. There's a man praying. Honesty before God. Vulnerability. Humility and dependence. Now, how does that tie in with the question? Will the Son of Man find faith when he returns? Will he find people who are honest enough about the needs that they have? Will there be a vulnerability like there was with the persistent widow? Will there be a humility in saying, Lord, I cannot do this on my own? I thought I could. So self-sufficient, self-dependence, self-reliance, all gone. And Lord, now all we're left with is dependence on you. Can you imagine if we were shown that at maybe the age of 10 or 12? The difference it would have made for us. I didn't see it until Saturday morning, so, and I'm traveling with Jesus a long journey now, and I have read a great deal of prayer, and I still read really good books and very insightful on scripture, and it really helps me, and I'm very grateful for those people that write them. But honesty, vulnerability, humility, and dependence. For the web listener, all that to take away is, help me, Lord, be real, be honest, be humble, and be dependent. And you'll go a long ways in your prayer life. I don't know how Jesus is going to answer it. That's a different ballgame. But in actually getting it heard, you won't go much further. You won't go wrong with that. not to see to go through all of that all of the time. All right, well, the way we close it is very simple. The man asked for hope, he asked for perseverance, and he asked for help. He asked for perspective, didn't he, in terms of knowing how he fitted it in. So of those four things, hope, light relief, perspective, what would you ask the Lord for today? Of where you would be honest, vulnerable, humble, and dependent. But you don't ask out loud. You ask for yourself, and you can do so in quietness. I wanted to finish it off with a song. Do you think the Lord will let me? 3 times I downloaded it, he will let me. I said, okay, I'm not doing it. But I will pray. Lord, look, we are where we are. And it's not for us to go back over all those years and say, why this, why that? Lord, we have what we have. We have the bit of insight. Lord, we acknowledge often, Lord, in our prayers, there needs to be more honesty. Lord, we'll put it that way. Lord, we find it extremely difficult to be vulnerable with anyone, and Lord, for reasons that we have stated earlier. But Lord, we can be honest and we can be vulnerable before you. You do not, Lord, judge us. You do not rebuke us, Lord. You already know how we are and the help that we need, and you listen to us. So our prayer, Lord, is that we would be real before you. That pretense, if it is there, would be removed. Would be replaced with honesty, with vulnerability. Lord, we know we have no position to demand anything, and so, Lord, we have got to come humbly before you. Because, Lord, it's you we need, and it's your help. And so, Lord, we do that, and Lord, as people do that, I pray for those inner attitudes of honesty and vulnerability and humility. And I pray ultimately, Lord, because we'll be tested on this dependence. Are we going to depend on you for the answer to that specific request or prayer? And I pray, Lord, for that. But Lord, for anyone that is listening and is new, Lord, all they have to say, Jesus, is help me, Lord. And Lord, you'll understand what they're saying and why they're saying it. And Lord, may they grow from strength to strength. And may they see, Lord, growth in their own prayer life. So Jesus, if you were to return next Sunday, Lord, would you find people praying like that? Lord, only you know the answer. But our prayer, Lord, that there would be that. And all of God's people said.